Blog Talk Radio.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Good evening, everyone.
Welcome to Reaching Out Radio. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, and I have a very special guest with me tonight in the studio. And tonight, before we get started, I just really want to talk to you, and I really want you to consider searching your heart tonight. Maybe you're, for a long time, wanted to make a difference in somebody's life, or there's something you feel like you need to do, and you just haven't been able to put your finger upon it. Well, recently, when my husband and I went on one of our ministry trips to Kansas City, Missouri, and down to Smithville, Missouri, I've met my very special guest tonight, and she has a true heart for what she does, and it's even something myself that I'm interested in, and I want to welcome her tonight, and we're going to be talking tonight about how you can host an international student, opening your heart up and giving a teenager an opportunity to learn some of our culture over here and to get educated over here. And what a dream for many of them, you know, to know that someone would open their home up. And I want to welcome you on tonight, Laura, and I want to have you just share and let people know what it means to these kids. And I have some questions for you, and I'm really hoping that we can get these students placed. And I welcome everyone on tonight, and I want to thank everyone for the continued prayers for my mom and my son. I wanted to give everyone an update. I know a lot of the listeners last night were on praying. My mom will be having her surgery in the morning, and my son got his test done today. We're waiting for those results. We're trusting God for good reports in all things. And just want you to know I love you all, and I appreciate you all and all my ministers on Reaching Out Radio. We're all family here. And welcome to the show tonight, Laura. It's so great to have you, and I'm so excited that I got to meet you when we were down in Missouri at David Lynn's Family Christian Day down there, and you was doing an amazing job that day. It was really hot, and I could see your heart. You really care about getting these children placed, and you love what you do.
Yes, thank you so much, Montella. I really appreciate helping me get connected with your audience, and you're right, I do have a huge passion for what I do. I do work in international exchange. We work with students from 55 countries that are ages 15 to 18, and they come to host families in the United States. We work all across the country, Alaska, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Idaho, Missouri, Florida, wherever, small towns and big cities, anywhere where there's a public school that's accredited. And, we work with matching these students with a family that is a right fit for them culturally and activity-wise and interests. And they really just become a part of the family. They move in for 10 months. And during that time, they go to their public high school, and the host family provides a bedroom and meals. The student can share a bedroom with a host sibling within 4 years of age. So they don't have to have a single room by any means. And it's just having an extra seat at the dinner table and, you know, opening up and accepting a teenager and, giving them a little patience and understanding. And in return, you really develop a lifelong relationship with these kids. So I found this kind of accidentally. I was just, perusing online ads one day. I believe it was even on Craigslist or something. And I had hosted an exchange student when I was 10, or my parents, rather. When I was 10, we hosted a girl from Japan, and her name was Kana. And it was one of the best years of my young life. She did not speak hardly any English. Our students have at least intermediate English. Kana came over speaking hardly any English, but that really didn't stop us from becoming immediate sisters. And, it was just a very special relationship for me. And as I got into college, I met other, students that were there in college that had been exchange students in high school. And I always knew that I had a love for foreign exchange, but I had never really thought about having a career in foreign exchange. And then I kind of happened upon this ad saying that they were looking for people to be local coordinators, to meet families in their area and get them connected with students and help to supervise and support the students and the families. And so that's how I came into working for CIEE. It's the Council on International Educational Exchange. And if any listeners want to read about this as we're discussing it, it's CIEE.org/high school, all one word.
And some of the questions people may have, I know because different ones have asked me, what are the steps? What are the requirements? What do you have to do to become a host family? And in regards, like some of them have asked, like expenses, how does that different type of thing? I know you said you open your home and, you know, you provide them with meals or anything. Do they have any type of financing? Like if they come over, do their families from where they come from help in that? Because those are some of the questions people have been asking me, so I want to try to give them information on the questions that they've been having.
Yes, that's a very important question to know what you're exactly committing as a host family. Our students do have their own spending money for school supplies, for entertainment, for clothing, and their natural parents make sure that they have enough to do that. So the host family commitment is only a bedroom and meals. The student takes care of everything else. And then as far as, you know, the qualifiers in order to be a host family, host parents need to be at least 25 years of age, and they cannot be on any form of public assistance. Disability is fine. Social Security is fine. But we need to make sure that the host family is above the national poverty line, and we just don't want to have a family overextend themselves because they're being very generous. We want to make sure that the student wouldn't be a burden upon them. So we do want to make sure that they're above the poverty line. But otherwise, we have a huge variety of hosts. We have young couples. We have empty nesters. We do have single people that host. Single persons that are just a one-person household can be wonderful host families for so many kids. We have people in very rural areas, people in urban, suburban. I mean, we really do have a huge variety because we really find that the identifiers of a family, whether they're young or old or big families or single persons, that really doesn't have an effect on the success of a match or the student's year or the family's year with the student. It really is just about the family opening up their hearts, and the kids just really want to be understood and accepted and supported. And that's really what they're looking for. So we've had great experiences with all kinds of families. And the students also have full insurance through Aetna. So there are no legal commitments as far as the host family is concerned. The students have a consent to treat form for any kind of medical attention that they may need. They are fully insured. So if the child were to need to see a doctor for something, for, you know, let's say they get strep throat or something, the host family would simply drive them to a doctor's appointment, and then they would bring their form with their natural parent's signature and their own insurance card, and they sign all of the paperwork. There's no need for a host family to ever pay for any medical care or sign off on any legal forms.
It sounds like it's not a real difficult process, you know, to, if you really want to open up your heart and, you know, give one of these students an opportunity to come over and study. And I know earlier you and I were speaking and you said you actually have students that have their bags packed ready to go. Now, do you have any specific students right now that like have a deadline, ones that are, I guess I want to say, our priority right now that really need someone to place them and place them before very long?
Yes, absolutely. We have several students that we are considering priority students. I would say the majority of our students right now are boys. The girls just tend to get placed faster. And so now I would say about 90% of the students that we have remaining are boys. I am looking at a list right now, and I have a boy from Korea, several boys from Thailand, a boy from Brazil, a couple boys from Brazil, a boy from Mexico. You know, we still have a wide variety of places left. We also have students that are here on scholarships. The Department of State, the U.S. Department of State does sponsor scholarship programs for students, and we have students from Turkey and Serbia and some other, you know, less developed areas of the world. So that's also another exciting place to host from.
Wow, it sounds like it would really be a great opportunity for not just them to learn, but, you know, the families themselves could learn from the students that they're hosting, because you could get to interact with them, and truly they would become a part of your family, and then they could share, you know, their culture, you know, with you. I think that really would be an amazing thing, and I think it's amazing, and all the different people I get to meet all over the world. To have friends in Africa and India and China and Pakistan, and you really do find it interesting to learn, you know, the differences in our cultures, and then too to find similarities. But, you know, what an encouraging opportunity, you know, to change the life of a student. And I chose the song in the beginning because it, you know, that I love that song by Whitney Houston. And, you know, our children really are our future, and you would have a hand in bringing them encouragement and hope and, you know, broadening the horizon. I can't even begin to imagine how excited that, you know, those students would be to be able to come over and study and, you know, be here in America with a host family. I imagine that's like a really big thing for them.
It is. And, you know, I really have a heart for teenagers. To me, you know, I'm sure we can all think back on our teenage years and how formative it was. And this is really a time where they're still figuring out who they are and what they want to be and you know, what they believe in. And they, when they arrive, they're typically very different from when they leave. You know, I've placed 29 students with different families. And those were the students that I personally supervised as a local coordinator. And, you know, you really get to know these students, and you get to see them from the time that they arrive to the time that they leave, and what they learn about themselves, and they learn to be independent. I mean, when you think about what they're going through, they've signed up for a program where they're going to be placed wherever CIEE finds a suitable family for them. They don't accept or decline a placement. So for them, it's potluck. They could wind up in Hawaii. They could wind up in Oklahoma. They have no idea who they're going to be with. And they've signed up for anything. And then they're going over to a new school in a different language and living with strangers and making these strangers their family. And they're doing this at 15, 16, 17 years old. So, you know, you can imagine when they're here. I mean, I think that particularly as a local coordinator, it was a neat experience for me. And now as a host mom, to really be able to touch their lives and make an impact and, you know, kind of help them along that journey of self-discovery. And also, you know, in addition to host families, we are always looking for local coordinators. We're looking for local coordinators that really want to make a difference in their community, even if they aren't able to host a student. If you know of a family and, you know, you would be interested in becoming certified with the Department of State as a local coordinator, I'd be happy to get listeners more information on that opportunity as well.
So if people are interested in being a host family or maybe being a coordinator like you're speaking of, what are the steps? Would they need to contact you, send you an email, call you? What are the steps that they need to take to be able to reach out and open up their home or, you know, take part in being a coordinator and help to get these students placed?
Well, I would give them two options. The first option is they can email me, and my email is lmaxon, so it's lmaxon@ciee.org. And they could email me directly, or if they would like to start on an online application, the online application does not obligate them to host at all. But if they would like to start an application just to kind of get the ball rolling and start viewing some student profiles, they may do so at usahs.ciee.org. It's usahs.ciee.org. And they'll see a place that says host families and register, and they can click on register and start their online application. And then their local coordinator near them will then contact them to set up a home interview and help them through that interview process. And also another important part of this program is the local coordinator. All host families will have a local coordinator in their community, and that or near their community, very near the community. And that local coordinator is available for 24/7 support through the entire process. We're not going to just bring a child to your front steps and see you in May. They will be checking in at least once a month, but oftentimes more than that, just to see how things are going, helping with communication, you know, help when the kids become homesick, you know, anything that might come up, your local coordinator is right there on the ground with you to help you as you navigate through this experience with your host child.
That's great. So you have support to help you through why they are here. And see, that's really important to a lot of people. And because I know maybe to both, you know, the family and the student, there might be times where you might feel a little overwhelmed or, as you said, they get homesick. So that's really important that people have that support system there. So this sounds like a really great opportunity for, you know, like I said, the host family and for the students themselves. And how long does it typically take for a person if they do fill out an application to be a host family? How long does it usually take to find out if they are approved? And if they are approved, how long is it usually before a student is placed in their home?
Well, it's typically very quick. And I would say right now, our headquarters are in Portland, Maine, and they are working almost literally around the clock. I think they finally stop working at 1:30 in the morning because we are trying to get families approved so that we can get these last students placed and you know, set for an orientation and then flown out to their host communities. So right now, we can get a family through the approval process very quickly. I would say at this point, the biggest barrier that there might be is that some public schools are no longer accepting exchange students. Some have deadlines that have passed. Others might be full. Others might not accept any. So I would recommend anybody that might be interested to start your application, and then that will get your local coordinator in your area to contact your school and, you know, see if there is a spot. But I do know that there are many, many schools across the country that are still accepting exchange students. So that is the biggest barrier that I would see. But, you know, really for the next year, for 2016-17 school year, we'll be getting in applications in probably November. So, you know, really it's not too far away. If your school is closed and you aren't able to help out this year, then next year we'll be able to start showing you profiles of students here pretty soon anyway.
I know locally at my daughter's high school where she just graduated, I know they have a program where they accept exchange students. And my daughter got to meet different people from all over the world. And, you know, that was really exciting to her. And it was also exciting to the students to learn about our culture. And then my daughter would learn things about her friends' cultures. And it really is an amazing opportunity. You know, I really truly believe it would be a blessing to everyone involved. And I really want to encourage people. I always tell people to pray and seek God, but I know that God loves people that open up their heart and their home. He loves us to be hospitable, and He loves us to reach out to others. And this is a really, truly great opportunity. And I really do want to encourage people. You know, I know what it's like when your kids move out and you do get that, you know, that empty nest syndrome going on. Or, you know, maybe there's some people out there that's always had a desire to be parents, and for some reason they haven't ever been able to have a child. You know, what a great opportunity to reach out and, you know, to share your life and your home, you know, bringing one of these students over. I could just, there's probably, like you said, so many different people this could be a blessing to, and to these students. And I loved hearing all the different places they're from around the world. And what a great program, you know, to be able to do this for these students. And I want to encourage any of our listeners out there tonight, or maybe you wasn't able to listen live tonight, if you listen to the on-demand link, Laura has shared her information with you, how you could contact her or how you could start the process of being a host family. And you can also go to the website that she shared with you too, the CIEE www.host.org, host, H-O-S-T. And I went on there the other day, and it's a really nice website. It's really informative. I took a little bit of time to look it over, and it can answer a lot of questions people have there as well. So I'm really hoping tonight that we can start getting some of these students into homes. And if you do have more questions, if I have live listeners and you want to call in, I know there's supposed to be some people calling in just a little bit later that have messaged me, but you can call in tonight to talk to the both of us at 347-308-8837, and you press 1 to let us know if you have any questions, or if they want to get a hold of you after the program and they listen on demand, would they just contact you again, Laura, through that, through your personal email?
Yes, yes. Anyone can email me anytime, you know, no matter where you are in the country. I'm the regional director for Alabama, Kentucky, and Northwest Missouri. But no matter where you are in the country, I am always happy to answer questions and get you connected with the people in your community. So anyone can contact me anytime.
Now, another question people may have, are you allowed to only host one student, or is there a possibility of a person having more than one in their home?
That is a wonderful question, and actually, yes, you are allowed to have two. It's called a double placement, and we only ask, the only requirement is that the students are not from the same country and that they speak different languages, because we want to make sure that the students are still using their English. And it also gives them an opportunity to learn from another culture. So I recently did a double placement with a girl from South Korea and another girl from Ecuador. So, and I did one with a girl from Germany and a girl from Malta. So, you know, it kind of gives them another unique experience and another cultural experience with another student. And sometimes, you know, especially with, if you have a single person, like an older single person, it can really be a benefit for them, because then the teenagers are kind of entertaining each other too. So, the double placements work out really well.
Yeah, I was wondering that myself. And as I said, I was speaking to some of my friends. A few people couldn't be on live tonight that wanted to, but I know they're going to go back and listen on demand. And I'm trying to bring up questions that I know some had asked me earlier on, and things I know that some people may ask, or even, you know, things myself that I want to know. And I've been talking to my husband and been praying, and, you know, maybe this would be something that God might want us to open up a door to, or maybe someone in my family. And It's really an exciting thing to be able, you know, to open your home up and to get to bring new people into your life. And also, you know, another question that might be something that someone would think about, I know with different cultures, you know, a lot of people, the things that they eat and the types of food and various things like that, you know, can you give people insight into that, you know, with the change in the cultures, because, you know, American food might be different, say, as someone that comes from Japan or wherever they may come from, you know, do you have some insight? Because those might be questions people have too, or, you know, or wonder, hey, will I be able to do this? Or, you know, are there some questions too that you might ask host families, you know, when they want to sit down and consider this, what are some things that host families should really, really take into deep consideration before they host and, you know, bring a student over?
Right. I think that's an excellent question. And that is something where we really train our local coordinators on how to make a match. And we train them with knowledge of many different cultures. And of course, as local coordinators get more experience with the different students, they understand it more. But part of the application process for the student is to be very clear about where they're at with their religion, with their faith, what they believe, how often do they go to services, is it important for them to attend services in the United States. We ask them about their diet, do they have any restrictions, do they have any allergies, and then from the host family's perspective, we ask them, you know, is it important to you that a student attend your religious services with you, and we also ask them, would you be willing to host a student with any allergies or dietary restrictions? Because some people are fine with that and some people aren't, and it's okay if you aren't, but that just helps us match up the students better. So a student might say, the only meat I eat is fish, or I don't eat beef, or, you know, I'm lactose intolerant, or I'm gluten intolerant, or, you know, whatever it may be, or, you know, I typically don't eat meat, but I'm willing to adjust that to my host family. So those are definitely a lot of questions. The application process, we get a full application with all of their medical records, their official transcripts from their schools, their vaccinations, their teacher recommendations. We get a letter from the student to their potential host family, and also a letter from their natural parents to the host family. And we ask a lot of questions about their favorite interests, their favorite sports. Tell us about your pets. Tell us about what you want to be when, you know, have you decided on a career path? It's a very, very, very lengthy profile. And so we use that information, and the local coordinators are assigned students to place. And so they study those applications and they get to know those kids. And then they can think, okay, this kid really loves swimming. Who do I know in the community that's really into swimming? And so that's how we find a lot of host families. But yes, I mean, that the match is a very important part of that. So I think, you know, as you're going through the host family application, just be as honest and as detailed as possible about your hobbies and your interests and you know, and everything like that. And then we will look at the applications and present to you two or three students that would be a really good fit for your family and your lifestyle.
Are we still connected on there?
Oh, yes. Okay, there you are. Yes.
Sometimes every once in a while, with a brief pause in the internet, we can lose get disconnected. But there's a lot of ministers that work on Reaching Out Radio, or evangelists, and some of them, you know, work with children in, you know, children's church or various programs in the church, and even a lot of our listeners. And I can think of a lot of people that would be great. A lot of the women that share here on Reaching Out Radio are very devout women of God, and they're very educated. Some of them, you know, are in the school system and teachers and various ones. And I'm just truly hoping, you know, even right now, if we could get one student, you know, placed, you know, that's making a difference in someone's life. We're reaching out. We're trying to make some dreams come true for these host students. And I'm just really, truly hoping tonight that doors will be open. And I know you said earlier that you had a list. And one of the things I did like when you sent me information that I shared on the event page, it shares information about each of the students. I remember it sharing, like, if they had food allergies, things that they like. Mm-hmm. As you were sharing, it shared about, you know, just things that they were involved in, things that some of their dreams. And it gives you pretty detailed information just in what you sent me, but from listening to what you said in the application, you really do find what would be one of the best match for you to be a host family. And I do believe you even have you have exchange students that come over from Italy too. Is that correct?
Oh yes, we work with 55 countries, and we still do. I know you shared Nicola. We call it a blurb, just a short paragraph, and that's where we ask the students to write a really short introduction. If you were going to walk up and introduce yourself to someone and you had 10 seconds to tell them about yourself, what would you say? He wrote that, actually. That was his introduction of himself. And Nicolo is still available. He's a 17-year-old boy from Italy. And he has a wonderful application.
Yeah, it's so interesting as you go through with, I was reading the information on the ones that you did share. And, you know, to me, it really would be an exciting thing to do. And my husband and I are praying and seeking God. And I know we got a lot going on in our life with our ministry right now and things with my family. But maybe if it's not even right now in this season, you know, down the road, it's information I'd love to have, because I can remember the exchange students out here at our high school. It really meant so much to them, and they loved coming and studying here in the United States. And so many people, they would be surrounded, like, with the students from here, because they was curious and they wanted to get to know them and, you know, exchange things to do with cultures. And many of them were educating our students here at the high school. And my daughter just absolutely loved it. I can remember days she'd come home and share different details that she learned that day. And I think it's a really great program. And I really want to encourage people tonight to consider being a host for an international student. And as she said, right now there's some that are more of a priority. And I'm really, truly hoping that people listening tonight or on demand, that we'll get these students placed. And as I said earlier, if there's any listeners out there tonight that are listening live, or you might want to call in to 347-308-8837 and have any questions on being a host family, just press the number 1, and we can bring you online, and you can ask questions. And I know Laura is pretty well educated in what she does. She truly has a heart for what she does. And when I met her out in Smithville, Missouri, when we was out there, I was at her table for a little bit. It was really hot that day, and they were anticipating. But, you know, you really put your heart into what you do, and this isn't just like a pastime for her. This isn't just a career for her. She really, truly cares about getting these students placed. And, you know, you can look at some of the pictures of the students with some of their host family, and there's a lot of smiles on faces, and you can truly see what it means to these students. Are there any other things, Laura, that you feel like the listeners would need to know about being a host family, or any information that you feel you need to share? I've been trying to cover a lot of different details tonight in regards to being a host family and opening your home to one of these students. And I know you have, you know, with you being a representative like you are and having so much insight, there might be something I didn't go over that you might think of that we might need to address why I have you on the broadcast tonight.
Yeah, you know, you did a wonderful, wonderful job. You brought up a lot of questions, and I think we covered really, really the basics. And I know that a lot of people, depending on their own lifestyle and circumstances and family situation, you know, might be thinking of, you know, okay, well, what bedroom would we use, and would the kids have to move to another place, or maybe I'm too boring, maybe I'm too busy, maybe my house is too small. But really, you know, I think all the kids want is, you know, some love and some understanding, and if you have a passion for it, if you love teenagers and think that this is a worthwhile cause, that is a great start. And everything else will work itself out. You know, we can have, you know, your local coordinator will work with you, and we'll, you know, help you decide whether or not this is feasible for you and a student, because we don't want to overextend a family. And, you know, so we will help you decide whether or not, you know, this is logistically good for you. But I would say, even if it's not the best year because of other situations and maybe you want to wait till next year, tell a friend, because this is really the way that we find most of our families, is through people saying, hey, you know, I heard of this great program. We can't really do it this year, but hey, you know, you should consider this, and give them our website. That is an enormous help. And we are so appreciative when people, you know, share our program with others. So, you know, definitely any listeners that are interested, but this isn't the right time, feel free to email me and say, hey, can you write something up that I can forward out to all my friends? And that would be an enormous help.
So going forth, being a voice, would you know, helping to get the information out there and sending some emails can make a difference in these students' mm-hmm. lives. And again, would you like to share, for some of the new listeners that have come on, Laura, would you like to share your email with them again so they know where they can email you at?
Yes, absolutely. My email is lmaxon, it's lmaxon, at
CIEE.org. And anyone can email me anywhere across the country, and I can get you connected with, you know, whomever is in your area. If you're interested in moving forward, either as a host family, if you'd like more information on becoming a local coordinator with our agency, you know, and if you would just like to share information with your friends and family, that would be terrific. In fact, just this past week, I had a boy from China that was enrolled at a school in Lexington, Kentucky. And at the very last minute, right as he was boarding the plane to China, his host family had a family medical emergency, and they had to step down as his host family. And so we were trying to find a family for him to replace the original one. And thankfully, he was going to his orientation in New York City. So we had staff with him. He was being taken care of. But we were looking for another family, and I had a friend in Indiana that emailed her friends who happened to know someone in Lexington, Kentucky. And wouldn't you know, that person called me, and she was so excited to host Gen Z, this boy. And she has two children that are both taking Chinese classes, and her kids are so excited, and she is so happy to have Gen Z in her home. And that wouldn't have happened if somebody in Indiana hadn't have forwarded that email. So, you know, just the everybody spreading the word really does make a difference in the lives of these kids.
And I encourage listeners as well, you can also share the live link with the player on it on demand, because those go all over the world when we share forth these broadcasts, because your friends can share them with their friends and family. And when we play them, other people get to, you know, see them being played and being shared. So, you know, we can share forth that way, where people can come back and hear the show tonight and be able to have insight on, you know, hosting one of these international students. And I just really think it's a great program. And I think it's great that your heart's in it so much, Laura. And you really can tell. I was blessed to get to meet you out in Missouri. And you were doing a great job representing that day. And You can tell you have a kind heart, that you have a giving heart. And as I say, people's lights shine, and your light definitely was shining forth, and you were seeing that day how much that it meant to you to find host, you know, for these students. And I think you're doing an amazing job, and I'm truly hoping and having faith tonight that either through listeners that are called in tonight that are listening, or through the live link or on demand, that people's going to open up their homes and be a host to one of these students. And I'm trying to think if there was any other questions. I do apologize if I am a little bit tired. I was sharing with you tonight, and my beautiful dear spiritual mom, I see her on the line. I've just been a little bit overwhelmed, back and forth to the hospital with my mom and my son. And just the past 2 days been nothing but doctor's appointments and hospital visits. And tomorrow, as I share with everyone, my mom's having surgery. So I might not be my usual self tonight. I'm really trying to keep my focus. I felt like this was important. I wanted to go forth with it. If there's anything else, like I said, that you could think of, Laura, I tried to refresh my memory before the broadcast tonight and was thinking of questions people asked me. And I think I pretty much covered all the questions that people had for me tonight. And I wanted to make sure that you felt like you got an opportunity to share all the information that you have, and on being a host or a coordinator or whatever it might be. And I really do want to commend you for the great job that you're doing, Laura. And I want to encourage you to keep up the good work. And I want to encourage again our listeners, you know, open up your heart and think about opening your home to hosting one of these students. It could really be a fun and exciting journey for you and your family. Or as you shared earlier, I really do know what it's like to get that empty nest syndrome. When you're used to being a mama and then your baby bird's a phone away, I can remember what that was like here not too long ago, because both of mine left within the same month, and I'm so used to being a mom, I really didn't know what to do with myself. You know, so this would be a great opportunity, you know, to bring one of these students into your home and, you know, have someone to care for and to get to know and to make them a part of your family.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Montel. It was an absolute joy getting to meet you. And, you know, I think this is a really interesting radio format. I've never experienced anything like this, but I think it's wonderful. And I know that you've really built
a community of very caring people that, you know, are devoted to supporting each other and learning and growing and, you know, evangelizing. And I think it's fabulous. So I really, really appreciate you, particularly in this difficult time, to commit to helping us get the word out and using this platform that you've built. And I'm so thankful, and I'm very excited to, you know, help any audience members that would like any kind of information at all going forward.
And I'm trusting, God, that there will be some people to contact you. A lot of our listeners, many times, especially on the busier nights through the week, a lot of people get paid and stuff. I want to encourage you in that, too. We double pretty much every day on people that listen on demand. I mean, my charts go up. Every morning I get up and I check the numbers. It's really encouraging. And I get to see, because it's kind of hard to keep track a little bit because I have a lot of on demands, and each and every one of those, it might be my very first broadcast from when I first started reaching out radio 2 months ago, but someone might just happen to have listened to it, or maybe five people did that day. So that's one thing I love about internet radio. When we're in the car and we turn on the radio and we're going down the road, we get to hear something at that moment, and then many times it's gone. But when you do internet radio, they get to hear it live. They can call and participate by listening on the phone. They can interact through the phone calls. And then afterwards, they can listen to it on demand, and it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's able to go all around the world. So what a great opportunity, you know, to be a voice and to share. And I really love what God led me when he put it on my heart to call it Reaching Out Radio, because that's truly what he's called me to do. I'm an outreach evangelist. I truly have a heart. My husband and I have worked with kids here locally. We've done children's church. We've had events for the youth here. So we used to be called the Lighthouse on our block, because in the area where we're at, a lot of parents were on drugs and various things, and a lot of these teenagers would have nowhere else to go, and we would take a lot of them to church, and they still stay in touch with us now. You know, sometimes you just got to be willing to open up and to give of yourself, and you would be so amazed at the difference you could make in someone's life. And it's a blessing because we get to meet so many wonderful people and to have the kids. I always tell people I wanted more children than what I have, but I'm thankful to God for the ones he gave me. But I have a lot of extended kids that call me mom, so that's a blessing in my life. And I really think that would be a blessing in someone else's life to open up their home and to host one of these students. And Sister Linda, I see you on the line. I want you to know, my dear sister, I love you so much. Your prayers, your text messages, all your friends, and all you're doing to pray for my son and my mom, I love you. And you're one of the people I had on my mind. I was just going to say that. It's something for you to think about. But you are an amazing woman. You have great foundation. You are so an educator, and you truly are one of the people I thought of, or you may even know people that might have it on their heart and mind. So I'm going to ask you to take that in prayer, and maybe possibly you could help us to get one of these students placed and we could find a host family. So please, my dear sister, be praying for that. And please know, Lord, I'm going to continue to be a voice, and I'm going to continue sending the broadcast forth tonight. I shared it to a lot of groups on Facebook. I shared on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Google+, and I'll be sharing with probably over 100 and some groups. Every time we have broadcasts, I try to do it throughout the broadcast, and I make sure I keep sending them after, because I really want to network and get these broadcasts out, because each and every one of them have a purpose and they're important. And I thank you so much for your time tonight and coming on and being a special guest on Reaching Out Radio. And I welcome you back anytime if you have any new insight on some of these students, or maybe you have something going on that you want to share, an event or something. Please contact me anytime. I would love to share and just reach out and have you come back on. You did an amazing job tonight speaking and sharing as well, and I really, truly thank you for being on tonight.
Well, thank you. It was an absolute joy, like I said. So, you know, I think this is fabulous, and you've definitely got another loyal listener.
Yes. Sister Linda, one of my she's my spiritual mom, and she's had a lot going on in her life, too, and she teaches every other Thursday, and she's just an amazing woman. She teaches, she works with kids in her church, She's a mother herself, and then she's a spiritual mom to many. And I get overwhelmed and I start to tear up when I talk about her, because God placed her in my life a little over, it's been over a year now, when I was working for another radio. She was one of my guests on, and we bonded, and you know, God gave me a spiritual mom in her, and she is so faithful to me every day to pray for me, to send text messages. She's been there praying for my son, for my mom, and she's faithful to listen to the other people on. That's one of the things that's been so great to see, is all my ministers on here, because every day of the week we have a show on, and they all support each other, and they all love each other, and they'll call in and share together, and we have some amazing shows, and I thank God. I give him all the glory, and I just love being a servant and doing what he called me to do, and it's a blessing, and I thank God that I got to meet you as well. That was a true privilege, and you truly are a very nice person, and you have a huge heart too, and I'm really praying that God blesses you for what you're doing and making a difference in people's lives. And as I said, you are welcome back on here anytime. I look forward to it. And please keep me posted too, so I can share with the listeners if, you know, these students get placed, and or, you know, if you still have ones needing hosts, you know, stay in touch with me so I can do my part and try to, you know, be a voice and help to keep it going forward. I would love to do that for you.
Well, thank you. I'm going to enjoy staying in touch with you, and, you know, getting to know each other better as time goes on. And I will definitely keep you posted. I believe as of today, we have about 100 students left to be placed nationwide. And we're hoping to do that in the next 7 days. So,
my dear,
hopefully,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's just fine. It's just going to be a mad dash, but I'm hoping in the next 7 days that we have families for all 100 kids. So, if there's a specific prayer to be said, that would be a great one.
Well, my beautiful spiritual mom that I was sharing with you about, Evangelist Linda, she does have a question. So, I'm going to open up her mic and invite her on, and you will love her. She is such an amazing woman.
Oh, of course.
Hello, my beautiful spiritual mother. Welcome to the, and thank you so much for being, you know, you're busy, and it means a lot that you're here with us, and I know you've been listening quite a while, and I love programs like this, because I got to meet, as I was sharing, I got to meet Laura when I was out in Kansas City and at Smithville, Missouri. There was, I think, about 100 vendors that day, if I remember, that was about what it was. We were all stretched out in a certain area, and I took time to walk around and get to meet people and, you know, network, and just, I got blessed to meet Laura that day, and she was sharing, and you could really tell that she loved the kids, and it's just truly a blessing. I got to meet her, and I've got to learn about the program, and you're a prayer warrior, girl, and I really want you to be in prayer, because this means a lot for these kids to get hosted, and a lot of them are very anxious, and they've been patiently awaiting. And if you know anybody, because I know you have a lot of connections and you have a lot of friends, if there's anyone you know you could think of, or even just being a voice, we would really appreciate your help, you know, getting these kids placed. You know, it was 10 months. Is that correct, Laura?
Yes, it's a 10-month commitment. And the students arrive anytime between, actually, my host daughter just arrived today. But they'll arrive all the way from now until September the 4th. So they're arriving now, and then they stay until the end of May or beginning of June, kind of depending on when their school lets out.
Well, I just wanted to say hello, and that I will commit to prayer for the child that needs placement within the next 7 days. We're just going to believe God for that. And also, because I was a missionary to China, the testimony that you gave, that was the work and the hand of God. I was really blessed to hear how he got placements so quickly. And that because I know that it's important for these children to be in the proper homes, you know, in safe homes. And to me, Christian homes, because with especially a child coming from a communist country. Anyway, I just wanted to commend you on the work that you're doing, that and that I will commit to prayer for the next 7 days for this child to be placed that you mentioned, and that I appreciate people like you. I personally am not in a position to raise up another teenager. And I'm in the Awana ministry, which is an international ministry, and only because I teach in elementary school, sometimes middle school, did I take on the challenge of 7th and 8th graders in the Awana ministry, and I love it. You know, I love them. So they're the teenagers that I like dealing with on a weekly basis. But I appreciate it. It was nice meeting you. You have an outstanding connection right there to Evangelist Montel. And we will be coming in agreement and praying for you for all the children that sign up will get placements in homes where God is first in the lives of these families.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And, you know, that has been my prayer since I started out as a local coordinator. I would always say, you know, even if a child doesn't get placed, I would rather a child's program be canceled than to have a, you know, I want to make sure that the relationships that are formed honor God. And that is my number one prayer, and that every student winds up in the right home. And I will tell you, like with Jinzi this last week, you know, it's really difficult to find homes for students from China because their culture is so polar opposite from ours that it does bring unique challenges. There are unique benefits, but there's also unique challenges. And it's difficult to find host families for Chinese kids. And I thought, I don't live in Lexington. I don't have the contacts. How am I going to find a family in 72 hours that's, you know, that's going to want to bring him into their home? And, you know, I prayed about it, but I have to say it really shook me. I had a lot of doubts, and, you know, it came out of the complete blue through a series of circumstances. So, you know, it renewed my enthusiasm that, you know, yes, there really is a home for each child. So I appreciate your prayers so much and your support of our program. That's incredibly helpful.
Well, praise God. I have a friend who I'm not going to name her name because unless I had her permission, so I'm not going to say her name, Montel, but she has an adoption, a foster home in China, and an orphanage, and an adoption. She adopted a child from China, and this is a ministry that she has and has had for more than 20 years. As a teenager, through Campus Crusades, she went in and committed her life to China, and she spent 16 years or more there. And after she came back to the States, she's now has a baby that was adopted, actually was found in a trash can. And the child now is 15. So my heart is for China as I was a missionary there for 6 months. And so my heart goes out for these kids in China. They definitely, that's outstanding. God had his hand on that child's life and put that child in the home where God wanted them. So that was not an accident. It might have kind of freaked you out for a minute, but God did it. And he moves by faith. Mm-hmm. And you must have great faith, because he's definitely pleased with the work that you're doing, and I'm honored to meet you, and I'm grateful to know someone that's doing that kind of work. I'll keep you in my prayers.
Thank you. It was so nice to meet you, too.
God bless you, my dear. And I know your prayer warrior. Let me tell you one thing. She definitely prays, and she prays without ceasing, and she's a warrior, I will say that, and she does great work for the Lord, and I really am thankful. I'm thankful for every person that God brings into my life. It's not by accident. I truly believe in the divine connections, and it's been really a great honor to have you on here tonight, and again, I really appreciate you calling in and supporting the show tonight, and for your prayers for my mom and for my son. And trusting God, tomorrow we're going to get some answers for my mom. And I'm going to go back up for a while tonight to the hospital and see her. And she's really got a lot on her mind. And I've been praying with her. And I think it's really awesome, though. I want to testify to something, Sister Linda and to Laura, too. My mom, one of the things I shared with you, Linda, the other night, was God had been leading me and my mom. I shared with you about the vision I had of taking the bread. And I told my mom, I said, keep taking your communion in faith. And that is the only thing out of everything else. She can keep nothing on her stomach. But my mom can drink the grape juice, and she breaks the cracker for the bread, and it stays on her stomach. And I think that is
praise
so powerful.
God.
And I told my mom, that should really give you faith right there and know that God is bringing forth to you what he spoke to you through prayer and through the leading of the Spirit, because every time she takes that communion in faith, it stays on her stomach. And my mom's starting to be able to drink the grape juice now, and it stays down. So to me, that's a turning around, and that's encouraging, keeping my faith, because just like with what she was sharing, God is a faithful God. And even though I've been going through, I still have great faith. God is giving me peace. I'm tired because most people that's been there into the hospitals and various things, it is exhausting. And back and forth to take my son to his appointments. But I'm not losing my faith. I'm trusting God. And I know my mom's in his hands. And I thank everyone for their prayers and for their love. And I will keep all of my listeners posted on what's going on with them both. And I thank God you did an amazing job last night, too. Evangelist Linda, you did an amazing job. Your message was so beautiful, and it uplifted and encouraged me. And again, Laura, you did an amazing job tonight. You're welcome back anytime. And I encourage you, if you have any free time, to listen to the On Demands on here, or it shows on the homepage all of our upcoming broadcasts. I'd love to have you hear Linda teach. She's an amazing woman of God, and it really will uplift you and encourage you. But God bless both you ladies. And may he open
thank
doors
you.
And these students get placed.
Yeah.
And again,
yeah.
Thank you both for what both you ladies do in your life, because you both impact a lot of lives. God bless you all. God bless all of
God
our
bless
listeners.
God bless you.
And I'm going to get ready.
About your mom.
I will. I'm going to get ready here in just a minute to go back, and because she didn't want me to leave earlier. And I know when you're anticipating things like that, and I think one of the hardest things for people is not knowing. I think that's one of the hardest parts. And that's a lot of what it is with my mom. She wants to know. She wants answers so we can get her on the road to recovery.
Well, praise God. Look for God's healing in her life. He's healing her.
Well, I'm claiming
and
that.
You have
and
a good night, ladies.
Good night. God
you have
bless
a good night,
you.
Ladies.
Thank you.
God bless
thank
you.
Again,
you.
I thank
you
all
as
of our
well.
Listeners. For listening to Reaching Out Radio, we've been sharing again tonight with Laura Maxson. She is a representative with CIEE. They help to find exchange students and get them placed in host families. So again, I encourage you, if that's something you feel in, please contact her. Or you can even email me, Evangelist Montel Fields, at singing, it's S-I-N-G-I-N-G, praise is P-R-A-I-S-E-S 70 at hotmail.com. And I would be happy to connect you. You can also find me on Facebook under Evangelist Montel Fields. I really do appreciate your time tonight, for taking time to listen. And I really do want to encourage people, please keep the broadcast going forth. So the more we hear, the more opportunities that we will have to get these students placed in host families. Again, thank you so much for your time tonight, Laura. God bless you for what you're doing. And please do stay in touch and keep us posted on how things are going.
Thank you. God bless you, too. And please keep us updated on your family. I will be watching your page for updates.
Thank you so much. You have a very blessed evening and a great weekend. And as I always tell everyone at the end of the broadcast, know that you are of great worth. Don't let the enemy lie to you, because you were created for a purpose and a plan. My hope is that you will find that purpose in your life and let God lead you in it. Don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you that you've done too much wrong in your life to ever be forgiven, because Jesus Christ came to be the sacrifice. When you get your sin under the blood, you are set free. As long as there's a breath in you, there is hope. Seek him while you can still be found. Don't back down when God is backing you up. He is the way maker, the healer, and with him, all things are possible. I love you, but remember, God loves you more. Have a very blessed night and a great weekend ahead.
Good night, Montel. Thank you.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.